Hey everybody, it's me, Mark. This is Secret 100. I was hoping that Secret 100 would be something really deep. I suppose in some way it kind of is, to the extent that it's been a weird week. Pretty quiet. I think I'm coming down with a cold. My throat's really sore, and I've been staying up really late trying to get things set up. More information on, for the website and upcoming items that we want to put up on the store and everything. Other than that, it's been a quiet week, and I won't say it's been a good week, but it hasn't been a bad week. It's just been a week, nothing eventful. I think I spent every evening alone. It's been really funny. I probably find myself on average probably sitting down around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Maybe 3, and working really not straightforward all to around 11:30 or 12. Maybe one or two phone calls, but it's funny. I get up around, after working a long time, around 10:30 or 11, and find the whole house is dark. I've got to turn the lights on, you know. Of course, the windows are open, so it's a nice breeze, but it's just weird. But I've been working on putting together a video for YouTube and stuff, and so I've had to really learn how to use. Actually, I've learned to use both Movie Maker and iMovie. And, excuse me, my throat's sore, I apologize. I think between the two of them, now that I understand the limits of the speech software that I use on the Mac, I think iMovie is going to win it hands down. Although I will tell you that Movie Maker for Windows is really quite easy. I would say probably, it's just a little bit different. I don't think you can beat the simplicity, and it's amazing what you can do with it. And iMovie has more features, but, of course I was using screen software. What I finally realized is I have to, for some aspects of it, turn the screen reading software off, magnify the screen. Or just use my vision to, drag and drop some of the things onto the movie. But now that I've realized that, sometimes I think with Mac, we think of it as such a symmetric piece of technology. But like on Windows side, there's still bugs and glitches and things. And I guess I didn't realize that. But now I do. So I think I'm going to use iMovie, given the fact that it's on my iPhone also. Actually, it's easier to use on the iPhone with the screen reader. It cracks me up. I'm also using iPhoto. So enough of that. So there should be a three-minute video forthcoming in the next week. I'm going to be shooting some footage. Sounds like a real big filmmaker, doesn't it?
We're going to be shooting some footage, of course, this weekend.
Right. I am going to be taking some videos, but I've had a lot of reading to do on how to do this, including how to hold the, obviously I have a digital camera. I do have a digital camera that I haven't used in about a year. It's a 5-megapixel gorgeous camera, and I've been charging up the batteries and learning how to use it again. But the iPhone does a nice job also, as long as you know how to hold it. Apparently, you take a picture, and I didn't realize this, you need to hold the phone landscape as opposed to portrait. I don't know why that makes perfect sense now that I think about it, but it didn't occur to me. And for those of you who are interested, you have to hold the phone, turn it counterclockwise 90 degrees. That is technically the right way to hold it, so that the home button is on the right-hand side. It's really the best way to take photos and video. Although most people, myself included, tend to hold it, the other way, like when you're making a phone call. All right, enough about that. So today, 6:30, I'm a little sleepy. I went to bed early last night. I just got burned out on everything. I didn't went a bit to bed. I think I went to bed around 11 o'clock, which is, I haven't gone to bed at 11 o'clock since, it's been at least a year, maybe over a year. But that's okay. So there you have it. I don't know what kind of weekend it's going to be. But I'll check back in. Hopefully it'll be a good weekend. You just never know. at this point, I'm just, you know, doing what I have to do to get the job done. There's nothing I'm particularly looking forward to. Nothing I'm not looking forward to. It's just, you know, life happens, right? But like I said, I'm better than most, so. All right, have a good day, and make a joyful noise, and I will talk to you later. Okay, bye.